はい。Yep.
Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Kevin?
Yeah, it is. Is this Jesse?
This is. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. I really do appreciate that. You know, it's Wednesday. I feel like this week...
I stressed Dan out a little bit. He had to get the big boss on the phone.
Oh.
Because I'm in business for a while. Yeah, I know what's going on.
They
do all the cold calling, and then you pick up when it's time to try and close the deal. What's going on?
I mean, kind of. I mean, he's here to qualify
businesses. Yeah, I know. Well, good. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Sure, no problem. So, Kevin, it sounds like you're kind of familiar with this. I don't want to, you know, throw the whole crazy pitch out there or whatever, but you've gotten other phone calls about this, right?
I've gotten a million and a half calls from this process. I figured out exactly what I need to know when people call me.
Okay.
How much is it?
Okay, so that's a great question. So we do have a couple of different options, Kevin. So you're not just limited to one thing, okay, with our company. So let me go ahead. I'll send you a text message right now. It does have our pricing page and website. Let me get that over to you one second. Just keep in mind the prices on our website.
What I want to ask you, Jesse, is this. Are you the same type of thing as Yelp? If I have Yelp and I'm spending X amount of dollars, what are you going to do for me that Yelp doesn't do already is what I'm trying to tell you. Be honest. I'm being honest with you.
Honestly, if you know, hopefully, the hardest sale you ever had, buddy. I don't think so. Actually, I love questions. Look at, I'd rather you ask questions and want to know than anything. So, if you go with our program, Kevin, then I honestly would suggest that you cancel Yelp. I mean, what are the results that you're getting with Yelp right now?
I get a lot of leads. A lot.
You do?
A lot of leads, viable leads. And a lot of work out of it. And I'm not going to lie to you. A lot.
If you can do well with Yelp, then you're going to do amazing with being on Google. Because here's the thing, Kevin, is Yelp is just a directory listing, right? So most of the people, when they're searching for services, they're going to Google and then winding up on places like Yelp, HomeAdvisor, Angie's, all of those different sites. So we're going to place you as a top recommended option in front of your competitors that people will be able to see you and contact you when they're ready to make those buying decisions. So here's the thing. So, Kevin, 90% of the buying decisions on Google are starting and stopping with the companies there on the first page of Google. Less than 1% of consumers are actually going to the second and third page of Google, as well as to any of the directory listings. So you're actually, as of right now, only capturing about 1% of what you could actually be getting from the first page of Google.
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense?
I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, it makes absolute sense. I get what you're saying. You're saying that Yelp actually is on your main set. And so they have to come through to get to Yelp.
Well,
right?
So,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and with our company, we list you with Yelp anyway. I mean, I'm assuming you're paying for leads, which probably you're paying for ad spend on Yelp. So if somebody goes on a Yelp, they'll, like, see your ad, right? Is that what you're paying for right now?
It's not an ad. It's an actual – I pop up, and the beauty is I've had it for, like, 2 years now, and it's paid for itself wholeheartedly. I'm not going to lie to you. And it's not cheap.
Okay.
Not cheap. You know, I'm paying anywhere from $1,200 to $1,400 a month.
Okay.
That's a pretty decent number.
Well, if you do like leads, Kevin, there is one thing I can suggest. Have you ever heard of a program called Google Guaranteed?
No. What is that?
So Google Guaranteed, it's a lead generation service that places you at the very top of Google right under the search bar. And the major benefit in the leads, Kevin, is they're exclusive, so they're only sent to you and you don't share them with other companies. I'm not entirely sure if Yelp shares their leads or not. I don't know. I'm more familiar with how HomeAdvisor works for lead services than how Yelp works for lead services. With this, it would be direct phone calls with leads going directly to you. With the leads, though, the only way that you actually pay for them is if somebody is asking for a price or setting an appointment. So with the price of that, it would be a $250 application fee. That's a one-time fee. You never pay that again. Your lead cost would be $40.
You're not hooked up with, but you, you're not hooked up with Home Advisor or Angie's List, right? Because I did that to them where they just charged you like crazy. I don't pay by the for Yelp. See, that's what I don't like already is by the lead, because what you consider a lead is a phone call, is an appointment. That's not a, not even an appointment. Like they were giving a phone number, you know, sending me a phone number. I call a phone number. I never, whether I got the job or didn't get the job or even got contact, I was getting charged for that lead.
Yeah.
Google works?
No. So I hear this all the time, Kevin. See, the thing with Home Advisor, what they're doing, is they actually buy their leads.
It's shitty is what it is. It's thrift.
It is.
Yeah, they're shitty.
Right. And they're actually being investigated by the FTC. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but,
good. I'm glad they are. Probably a ton of money. Yes.
I hear this all the time. That's why I know more about Home Advisor, because we do work with a lot of their clients. So I everything I know about them, I just know from talking to their clients, right? So, but what they do is they buy leads from Google, and then they send those leads to all the same people in your area that do what you do. They say it's like three or four, but, you know, I'm pretty sure it's more than that. And then you have to pay for the job, even if you don't talk to a person. So that's definitely.
At least let me go there, hit you with my sales pitch. Hit me. Let me try and do what I'm doing best, which is selling myself and my company. And at least let me get in the door and get an actual estimate in. I don't mind paying for an estimate to a certain degree. I mean, you know, listen, if someone sets up a service where you close the deal and then you pay, you guys would be millionaires. You'd be millionaires because guys would have to pay on a closed deal. You know, if you could set up a system where that would work, these guys would be knocking it through. Because if I close a deal, I would pay, God, upwards to $250, you know, per deal.
Right.
Deals, you know what I mean?
This is basically the closest thing you're going to get to that, Kevin. I mean, it is, so the things again that qualify a lead is if somebody's calling and asking for a price or setting an appointment. I would say most general contractors, don't typically give prices over the phone. They'll, go see the job first.
That's a foolish move. Very foolish.
Right.
You don't know what you're up against.
Which is why this is so profitable for you know, especially general contractors, because, you know, they're setting those appointments, then you can close your deal. But just to give you, like, a price, it would be a $250 application fee. That's a one-time fee. You never pay that again. Application, it does take 4 to 6 weeks to process. Once it's processed, your lead cost would be $48 a lead. Now, Google does have a required minimum budget of 13 leads. But that doesn't mean that you're paying for 13 leads every month unless you're taking on all 13 leads. So it's kind of like a prepaid credit card, right? So when you swipe the card, you pay back into it, right? So if you take on one lead after the first month, then you only pay for one lead the following month, and it subtracts from the 13, and the remaining balance goes over into the next month, if that kind of makes sense. So
you get to choose whether you want that lead before you take it.
So again, they're direct phone calls, and the calls are recorded. So if they call and they're asking for a price or setting an appointment, that would be considered a qualified lead. Everything else is considered a disqualified lead, and with our program, it automatically disqualifies. So you don't have to worry about like fighting for a credit back or doing anything like that. It just automatically does it. So, let's say somebody is calling and asking about employment, or calling and asking about something that's outside of your service area, or calling and asking about something that you don't even do. All of those things would be considered disqualified leads. And, you know, with our program, it just does it automatically. So, you know, that's a major benefit.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, so you're putting like a $650 credit am I, it comes out of my car, you deduct from me $650 a month for those 13 leads, right?
If you take on all 13. And, but, so it's 626 to be specific. It would be, yeah, it would be only if you're taking on all 13. And you can actually add to that too. I mean, I know generally, you know, probably the type of work you do, if you get one job, it could probably, you know, last the month, you know, or whatever that might be. So if you take on that one lead and it is a month lead, you can absolutely pause your lead and then turn them back on as well. So you do have that,
that area.
How it kind of works, Kevin, for the area. And this is the wonderful thing about Google Guaranteed. I absolutely love this part. So if you're licensed for the entire state, you can be seen in the entire state. Now, nobody does that. I know that sounds like a lot, but you get to actually pick and choose any of the zip codes or cities that you want. And so those are the only areas that people will be able to get work. If somebody is calling outside of any of the areas that you pick and choose, then that would be considered a disqualified lead.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. That's good.
Right. Yeah, I love.
Once you put it here, you know, I get calls from Trenton, you know, like far away that I'm not going to. And I get that from Yelp a lot, even like Lawrenceville. Like,
yeah.
That's not within my zone. And then I just did an estimate there yesterday. So, it's not like, because I got the call and I felt obligated to the people. And I went out there and it was a condo and it was this and that. And I'm not anything special, but I mean, it's a smaller place, younger group of people, and they just had no money. You know, they just don't know what it costs to do a bathroom. So it was an eye-opening experience for them, not for me. Just a waste of my time, really. But you know, everybody thinks it's a few $1,000s. You get sorry. It's just in this day and age, you can't do a bathroom for less than $12,000. So you know, and they don't get that because you know it's just you need a plumber, an electrician. You know, there's all these different trades that come into it, and they ain't cheap. Anybody with a license is not cheap. So
it's about getting those. Like I would say, this program is a lot more kind of like what you're saying though too. It's about quality more than quantity. So it's actually about getting those quality calls instead of just a bunch of phone calls that. You know, you kind of have to filter
a random shit that's gonna and I feel obligated because they called me, you know, and you find out it's a fucking they got a hole in the wall they want fixed, and I do the small stuff. Don't get me wrong, because it leads to bigger stuff usually, but a lot of times it doesn't, you know. So what do you charge for that? You know, $250 repair or whatever, and they don't even like that price. So you know, it's like and I'll get nailed from you for $50. You know what I mean?
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. And time to go out, but you know, it's a loser. It's a lose-lose. You know what I mean? So,
absolutely. What? So
you know,
right now,
I'll tell you what Yelp does.
Oh,
Yelp
does
for me. They fill out all these qualifications online, what they want, what they don't want, you know, or what they're looking to do, which is pretty good. It lets me read the whether or not to brush it off. I know that sounds rude, but don't take it the wrong way.
No, I get it.
I can brush those leads off, some leads off, you know what I mean, by just saying, no, you know, that's just, you're way too far for me to try and do something like that, or whatever, you know what I mean? It gives me options, and I can respond to the people right away via emails, right through emails, you understand?
Yeah,
that's how
right.
I schedule people.
Okay,
that's
okay.
That's how I schedule estimates, but I drop them my phone number and say, call me, you know,
okay.
Give my number, call me, and then I, yeah. But I'm definitely interested in what you got going on, because I know I tell everybody to Google it. I don't tell everybody to Yelp it. I say Google it.
Right.
You know,
so
I myself, you know? So I mean, I know that people do that. So
do you have access to your email?
Yes, on my phone. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I pull everything up. I do the whole entire business through the phone. I know it probably sounds insane, but I do have a personal computer too, whatever that. And my daughter does all my contracts and stuff. It's a family-run business.
So hold on one second. I'm just going to send you an email. What would that be?
That would be mywifesthebossconstruction@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to send that over to you right now. I'm sorry. And say that one more time. What is it?
My wife, no apostrophe on the S. It's my wife's the boss construction at gmail.com. It's a very long email address, but it helps you remember the name. People love the name.
Okay. So I'm going to send this over so you can get kind of a visual of what the Google Guaranteed program looks like. Hold on.
Do I have to give you control of my domain? Is that how that works?
No.
Do I give you control of my web?
No.
Domain?
So we would be managers on it, but that would be it.
That's a manager. That's what Pop Locate does for me. And I don't get any leads. So whatever the fuck you're doing every month, it ain't a lot. It ain't enough, that's for sure. Excuse my French. But it's only $120 a month. They're supposed to be taking care of me as far as, you know, getting me to pop up first and all that shit. And I'm about ready to cut that loose because I don't get anything from it. I'm lucky if they're called form processor leads from, and that's from Google also. It comes in on Google.
Well, you know what I can tell you, Kevin? I mean, hands down, Google Guaranteed is the best thing you're going to get on Google. I mean, this is really going to, and not everybody qualifies for it, right? So there's a lot that goes into qualifying for this particular program, which makes it a lot better for you as a company to be set apart from everybody else. So, I mean, I'm assuming, I didn't ask, but you are licensed and insured, right?
Yep, licensed, insured.
And you can pass a background check.
Yep, so me and my wife, it all goes down in my wife's name, the business in my wife's name, yes.
My
name for a reason. Breaks. Go ahead. Most people don't know that. Woman-run business gets a way better tax break than a man. Woman is a minority. So people don't know that. I'll let you know a little something. To start a business, don't put it in your husband's name.
But the email, for some reason, or I sent it. Did it come through?
Let me check. Hold on. I'm talking to you through some 7 different pages here. Nope. Oh, wait. I'm not on that one. Hold on.
It should be from Jesse Corcoran.
No. And now, what email did you send to?
To my wife's the boss construction at gmail.com, right?
Yeah. Someone put love in PP Priceless 2022. Guy there.
No, it should be from Google Guaranteed. It might have gone to your spam folder.
Yeah, it did. It must have. Yeah, but it shouldn't have because Google. Google. It should came.
It sometimes when it comes from an unfamiliar email address, it'll go to it just because it's actually my personal email address. Did you get it?
Let me just go to spam. I'm going to check right now. I'm going to check my spam. I told you, that's why I have my son do this. And it's,
it should be from...
Nope, I don't have it. Kyle Gadius, ERC payroll refund. That's some bullshit.
And you didn't see it in your inbox? I got it right? It's my wife's the boss construction at gmail.com.
Yep, my wife's the boss construction at gmail.com. No spaces. It's
no apostrophe
on the S. And make sure you do that because that apostrophe won't let it go through.
Yeah, it says it was sent actually because usually when it was, it's not sent. On my end, it'll just say that. So
hold on, let me see. I'm on the phone, but maybe the phone's fucking up. Hold on. 7, social. Did you come with your social? Google Fi, set up your phone plan in it. It's easy to join. Fi, sign up online. DoorDash. It's all fucking... Yeah, I don't know why the hell I have Instagram on here. My son put me on that shit. Jesus Christ. My kid do that to me. My son would...
Okay.
Don't mind me. I always talk to my...
No. That's fine. I totally get it. I just wanted you to kind of get a visual. So you're on your phone right now, right? Okay. Why don't you just go to Google, okay, and then just search general contractor in your area, And then you should be able to see the other companies that are using it in your area.
Okay. I'm going to go to Google. General contractors?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
See how long it takes me?
No, it's all good. I'm patient. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, because it takes a while. Because I'm slow. It says general contractors, New York, Google guaranteed.
Okay, so
NY
you do
Build
see that.
Construct, A to Z renovations. How's New York and New Jersey, first off? These guys have no business on this site.
You know
general
what?
General contractors.
Well, see, that's
near
the...
Due.
The thing with Google Guaranteed, Kevin, is if so that person that might be in New York, if he's licensed for New Jersey, he can still be seen there. So that's the wonderful thing
right.
about this program, right, is, you know, like if you were to do like the ad section of Google or the local map section of Google, those would be different packages if you're doing different states. So you're paying twice the amount. So with this program, people can actually be seen in different areas if they have licensing for
but
that area without having...
This general right here that you just sent me to, it's all New York shit. Everything coming up is New York. There's
I see,
not a one from New Jersey.
I see all middle. I just searched the area code. That's what I did. And the people that I see coming up are London Construction Services.
He's an immigrant. I don't know how and he's on your program. Because if he's on your program, that's a big. He can't speak English, that guy.
No. He's not on our program. So we only actually, Kevin, work with one business per industry per area. So that person is, probably working with another company to manage that for them. But us personally, our company only works with one business per industry per area so that we're maximizing your exposure and handling your account. Otherwise, I mean, we don't just work with one general contractor, you know, in the United States. We work with hundreds of them, but
You out of New Jersey?
No, so we're in Orange County, California. I'm not sure if you're familiar with California at all.
California can scare me because you're not here in New Jersey, man. That bothers me.
Well, okay, so there's a reason for that. That basically, so I completely understand, right, Kevin? But we're actually located in California because we are partnered with Google. Now, the Google partners have to be within 15 miles of the Google headquarters because they actually come into our office and train us on their services. So we have to be in California, but we manage companies throughout the entire United States.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at this, man. What a craziness. This is crazy. There is not one New Jersey guy that came up from that listing.
Well, why don't you put in your zip code? Maybe that'll help. Because all of these people I'm looking at say that they're...
Yeah, because that's put me in like, that's crazy how... I'm actually annoyed by that. So to whoever pays the most gets the listing. That's, that sort of seems like it's all about. Yeah, that's what... No offense to you. Internet is a scam.
It's not about necessarily who pays the most. It's just about somebody's licensing. So it doesn't really have anything to do with how much they pay for it. It's just where they're licensed to be seen. So that's really the only reason that's coming up like that. I mean, all the people that I saw were serving your area. I didn't actually see very many addresses on the ones that I looked at. So I don't know where they're actually located.
Serves New York. Look at this shit. No, I'm just going to go over this which, real quick. I put my zip in. You know what came up?
What?
Results for Middlesex, New Jersey area. Doesn't matter. Middlesex is an area.
Yeah.
So New York came up. New York. A thumbtack, which is another, it's like a fucking thumbtack. Or Yelp. Now it comes down to... like the fifth listing on this page for Zico's Construction. I don't know where the fuck they got that name from, but I wouldn't call I Horizios. What the fuck is that? HRICZOS.
Who names a company that? God, they have no, nobody has any, Jamasi, any. You'll never forget my name.
No, never. I love your name. I love the name of your business.
Well, there's some that came up, but I'll tell you, they're not the first ones to come up, which is sad. You know, that's sad.
The one that you're saying right now, the ZD Stucco, is that the one you said?
It's Decon Renovations, Remodeling, Apex Construction. He did A, so he should pop up first. And those guys are all New York. Those are New York guys.
So do they have the green check mark? Because the ones that may be local to you, if they don't have the green check mark on, then that means that their leads are turned off. So when your leads are turned on, you go to the top of the list, and then when your leads are turned off, you're still on Google guaranteed, but then it just places you there at the bottom.
Okay.
Just so you know, that's kind of how it works. But, I mean, you know, I definitely know that you're going to get the results you're looking for when it comes to your online marketing, Kevin. I mean, also with this, too, I know you have a website. How happy are you with your website currently? Are you said you're kind of, it's older, right? Hello? Kevin?